Pi Day, 32nd week, Ordinary Time 2. First reading from the second letter of John, verses 4 to 9. Chosen Lady, I rejoiced greatly to find some of the children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. But now, Lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning. Let us love one another, for this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, as you heard from the beginning, in which you should walk. Many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Such is the deceitful one and the Antichrist. Look to yourself that you do not lose what we worked for, but may receive a full recompense. Anyone who is so progressive as not to remain in the teaching of the Christ does not have God. Whoever remains in the teaching has the Father and the Son. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 17, verses 26 to 37. Jesus said to his disciples, as it were in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it were in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and who belonging are in the house must not go down and get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to reserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, and the other left. They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. People must love God more than his creatures. People yield to love what are appealed to their eye more than the important values which are hidden from them. For example, they love the delicious dishes and forget about the love of those who sacrificed their time and money to repair those dishes. Sometimes they even forget to say thanks to them. For many times, people love God's creatures so much and forget about God's love for them through creation. Many do not even pay attention to the ultimate end which God predestined for them, which is the happy life with Him forever. Today, reading remind people that they must love what have lasting values more than temporal ones. In the first reading, St. John reminded the faithful the priceless value of love which comes from God to Christ, and then to all the faithful. In the Gospel, Jesus continued to remind people that they must be prepared for His second coming, so that they should not be destroyed at the red flood at Noah time or the brimstone fire at Lot time. Second analysis. First reading. To love is to live according to God's commandments. The second letter of John is the short one, only one page in length. He used the word lady to indicate a local community and draw children for the faithful of that community. Third point. Love is the commandment which existed from the beginning. To John, the most important thing which people should have in life which is their love for God and for others. According to him, there is only one love, originate from God, extend to Christ, and flow to all people. He said that this commandment existed from the beginning. He might mean from the time of creation, because God created all creatures out of His love for them. See John chapter 1, verse 1. In the Old Testament, these commandments were expressed in the Ten Commandments and given to people through Moses. The first three commandments are people love for God, and the last seven commandments are people loved for others. When Jesus came, he abbreviated the Ten Commandments in the most two important commandments, which are to love God above all and to love people as ourselves. St. Paul said that faith, hope, and love are important, but love is the most perfect one because it shall remain forever in heaven. See First Letter to Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. This was also the reason why John wrote the word for his faithful. I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. But now, lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one that we have had from the beginning, let us love one another. Second point. To love is to live according to God's commandments. People are easily confused because there are too many laws in the Old Testament. This is the reason why a scribe asked Jesus, which is the first of all commandments? Jesus answered him by repeating the Shema, which is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, and joining with Leviticus chapter 18, verse 19. The first is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. See Mark chapter 12, verses 29 to 31. Many saints understood why Jesus abbreviated all commandments in the two commandments. Saint Paul said, love is the fulfillment of the law. See Rome chapter 13, verse 10. According to Saint Thomas Aquinas, love is to wish all the best for others and never to harm them. The law can control only two hands, but love can control both mind and heart. Saint John in today's passage also recognizes the importance of love. For this is love, what we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment as you heard from the beginning in which you should walk. Second, the gospel, the second coming of Jesus. Third point, people failed to repair. Although people were warned about all dangers which are about to happen, they still do not want to repair for them. Why aren't people repaired? They probably think the dangers can never happen, or they still have time. Experience taught people many lessons, for no one knows what is going to happen. For example, the event of September 11, 2000, which happened in New York and Washington, D.C., or the Katrina hurricane, which happened in New Orleans. Some may think the last day, or their dead are still far away. They want to fully enjoy life until they see some kind of warning sign. Then they will repent. But the main reason why people do not repent is that they value the riches more than the Creator. Jesus reminded them of the true event which was recorded in Genesis to illustrate the foolishness of those who do not want to repair. First, the Red Flood. As it was in the day of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Second, the fire and brimstone rain. Likewise, as it were in the day of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. Second point, what will happen and the thing needed to do on the last day? All things will be quickly happen. People will have no time to repair. When that day shall come, people need to realize the following. It is not the time to protect material belonging. Let him who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. It is also not the time to go home. Wherever one is, let him stand there. And likewise, let him who is in the field not turn back. Jesus reminded people the story of Lot's wife. She turned to the column of salt because she ignored the angel's warning. People must have the courage to escape what will happen on that day, as Jesus advised. Whoever seeks to gain his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will reserve it. The third point. There is no confusion between the good and the wicked on that day. The angels of God know exactly who they are. The angels will put a seal on every of God's servants, while other angels will destroy the wicked. Jesus gave some examples about the accuracy. I tell you, in that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together. One will be taken and the other left. Application in life. Two things we need to prepare for the last day are to firmly believe in Christ and to love all people. Though God warned people many times and advised them to be prepared and ready for Christ's second coming, there are still many people who don't heed his word and shall be destroyed forever. Amen.